This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. A little more on fashion for a moment. If you look in your closet right now, you're likely to find a lot of rayon, polyester, nylon, what are called synthetic fabrics. We're not judging. This is actually the result of a very successful marketing campaign around 100 years ago that made synthetic fabrics what they are today. Cassia St. Clair wrote about the rise of synthetics in her book, The Golden Thread, How Fabric Changed History.
When synthetics were first being introduced to the market in the early decades of the 20th century, they were very unfamiliar, quite exciting in some ways, but also regarded as inferior to the real thing. So inferior to things like cotton, linen, and silk. Companies that were producing synthetics had to woo the public into accepting these new unfamiliar textiles. And one way they did this was through branding. So the name seemed very futuristic and exciting. It's hard for us to think now that, you know, words like nylon and lycra might have had huge cachet. But at the time, that was sort of part of the thinking that went into it. But they also did other things to woo their consumers. So they worked with Parisian fashion designers and introduced their fabrics to them in the hopes that the designers would then use these new synthetics in their collections. You know, if it's good enough for Yves Saint Laurent or someone like that, then of course it's good enough for me. The other thing is they sort of introduced their products to the media. So there are some very interesting articles from this time about the new synthetic fabrics and the way they could help life for the average woman. The way you could, you know, if you were traveling, you know, take one dress, wash it, it would dry overnight, and then you could put it on and be fresh for your following day. And that just simply wouldn't have been possible with other fabrics. These new synthetics did have qualities that could make them very practical and useful. We can see now how incredibly successful these campaigns were. I think, you know, most of us would find the majority of our clothes either contain synthetics or are made wholly of synthetics. And it's something, you know, around 60 to 70% of all the clothes made now are made using synthetic fibers.